Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at our latest COVID-19 numbers for our tri-state region. We'll start off in Connecticut with the numbers that were updated yesterday afternoon. Falls Village, none. Cornwall, 3. Kent, 7. New Milford, 216. Norfolk, 8. North Canaan, 4. Salisbury, 9. And Sharon, 14. Switching over to Columbia County. As of 3 p.m. yesterday, 16 Columbia County residents have passed away. There are 305 positive cases. 113 of the 305 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 11 of those positive cases are now hospitalized. 4 hospitalized in the ICU. They received 1,878 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 189 residents are currently under mandatory quarantine. There are 22 under precautionary quarantine. In the Bay State, there was another death and 4 new cases of the coronavirus in the Berkshires announced by the state on Wednesday. The county death toll stands at 37, but had held at 36 since Friday, according to daily reports from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Statewide, 208 new deaths were reported by the Department of Public Health for a total of 4,420 since the pandemic began. The total number of COVID-19 cases in the Berkshires is now at 461, up 4 cases from Tuesday. There were also 1,754 new cases reported in the state as a whole, bringing the statewide total to 72,025. Taking a look at some things going on in and around our region, today is the National Day of Prayer. Now, normally there are services and events that you could go to out in public, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, you're asked to pray in place this year as part of the day. Salisbury Central School staff is holding a reverse parade today from 2 until 3. The faculty and staff will line the streets of Lakeville at a distance from Meadow Street to the Boathouse Restaurant. The fire company will lead off at 2 p.m. from the firehouse. Those driving through the parade may follow members or come anytime between 2 and 3. After the parade, a drive-through food drive for the corner pantry will take place. Items can be dropped off in a bin in front of the kindergarten room. The most needed items are hearty soups, peanut butter, shelf-stable milk, coffee, and apple and cranberry juice. Sharon Parks and Recreation has a meeting set for tonight at 6 p.m. Of course, that would be remotely joined. Also, the Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. That is a Zoom meeting. That information can be found at the Region 1 website. The Ancrum Opera House has a free all-virtual 2020 spring and summer season planned for their 5th anniversary. To commemorate, Ancrum Opera House will present free of charge 5 new productions designed for remote audience viewing and listening, beginning in May, running through August. The performances will range from original commissioned plays to the storytelling series Real People, Real Stories, to a brand new project called Local Characters, featuring unscripted interviews with community residents. That is part of the 2002 season. For more information, ancrumoperahouse.org. Art in Place is Standard Space's virtual exhibition of artist-submitted works in Sharon. The topic, hashtag self-isolation works, must be created while in self-isolation. You can submit works to info@standardspace.net. Only one work per artist, please. Provide your name, title, date, medium, edition if any, dimensions, Instagram handle, and website URL. Works will be featured on the Standard Space website and their Instagram feed. Standard Space Gallery is open, but only by appointment for the foreseeable future. Their telephone number is 917-627-3261. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has received recommendations for a phased reopening of colleges and universities in the state of Connecticut. The recommendations include a gradual reopening of higher education campuses over the course of the summer. The report states by the fall semester, if health conditions permit, all colleges and universities may reopen. It also went on to say that institutions will be free to decide whether or not they need more time for certain programs to restart. As of Wednesday afternoon, hospitalizations decreased again. With 1,445 people currently hospitalized, the number of cases went up to 30,995, up by 374. The number of patient deaths went up to 2,718. That was up 85. Lamont said 111,447 tests have been performed, with 2,804 being done in the past 24 hours. Now, Connecticut state officials announced the Department of Labor has processed now over 400,000 unemployment claims and is just shy of $1 billion in in compensation for Connecticut residents. In New York, while Dutchess County may start to reopen certain aspects of its economy in the next couple of weeks, it is looking to the federal government to provide financial ability and stability to move forward. The county is hoping to begin the process the week of May 19th, since it has met most of the requirements set forth by the state, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said. The requirements include hospitalization rates, deaths, number of contact tracers, and available beds in hospitals. The county is currently working on bringing up the number of contact tracers and on the reducing hospitalization rate. Molinaro spoke on a conference call yesterday organized by the New York State Association of Counties, saying that the county is trending in a positive direction in regard to all seven requirements set forth by the state. Data provided by the county shows there are 68 individuals hospitalized and 40 deaths related to COVID-19. The county currently has about 90 contact tracers. Counties have been asking Congress to push to have financial aid sent directly to the counties, bypassing the state. Counties may take a big hit as sales tax revenue continues to decrease, and the shortfall could come from property tax receipts as well. A piece of Great Barrington's Main Street real estate that still leaches pollution into groundwater is now closer to a cleanup. Great Barrington officials said it's a boon to the economic development downtown that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced the town will receive over $500,000 through the agency's brownfield program to clean up Reed Cleaners property. In a phone conference call with the state and local officials, town planner Christopher Rembold said the grant would go towards what is estimated to be about $1 million in remediation at that site. That'll involve digging out soil and injecting additives that will eat the chemicals. He said the cleanup is crucial to a healthy downtown. Meanwhile, Great Barrington police say they found more than 700 bags of heroin and other drugs in a car on Tuesday morning after stopping a man with a history of drug offenses for driving with a revoked license. Ryan Babcock, 34, of Housatonic, will be arraigned in Southern Berkshire District Court today via telephone from his cell at the town police station. He was pulled over on Main Street in front of Town Hall at about 10:30 in the morning on Tuesday, according to a statement by the town police chief, saying that the officers knew Babcock license and had been revoked when they spotted the vehicle. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Remember, the Interlaken has hot dogs for lunch every day, 7 days a week, 11:30 till 2, from a hot dog cart in front of the Interlaken. Just pull up, get the hot dog, and drive away. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off at 23,664.64. It was down 218.45 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off the day at 854.39 and the S&P 500 at 2848.42. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.